Hello, it's the 18th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. David Agbley, Labour Borough Councillor for Luton, has warned that government policies regarding mandatory COVID vaccinations for healthcare staff could have a negative impact on Luton and Dunstable University Hospital if new regulations are enforced based on the 3rd of February deadline for a first vaccine. Healthcare worker numbers could fall at a time of increased demand for service. Worker numbers within the healthcare sector are currently under strain as existing staff stressed and overworked continue their battle to clear patient backlogs. Frontline healthcare employees must receive both COVID vaccinations by the 1st of April. Those refusing vaccinations will either be reassigned or dismissed. Recycle labelling on packaging should be clearer according to the local government association so that recyclable items are not mixed with non-recyclable. Rejected recycled waste cost Bedford Borough Council taxpayers close to £200,000 last year. The BBC licence fee will be frozen for the next 2 years, according to Mid-Bedfordshire's MP and Culture Secretary Nadine Dorris. When the Public Broadcast Royal Charter expires in 2027, the fee could be eliminated entirely. On Twitter, Ms. Dorris tweeted, "Time now to discuss and debate new ways of funding, supporting and selling great British content." The National Lottery Committee Fund has awarded the Bedford-based Outreach Music Group with £10,000 in funding. OMG addresses mental health and loneliness issues by encouraging interaction, communication and creativity. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.